Thank you for joining us tonight, and you know you are blessed. Let me read out of Psalm 106, verse 4. It says, "Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefits of your chosen one, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, and that I may glory with your inheritance." This is something that the Lord spoke to me the other day. And then, because it says here, "Oh, visit me with your salvation." When we talk about salvation, immediately what it comes to our mind is not going to hell. But this is not the only reason that God wants us to understand what salvation is. Salvation is protection. So when we ask God to come into our heart, when we choose to share our life with Him, we're protected. We are protected from harm. Salvation is also forgiveness. Because when we choose, or when God pull us to Him for salvation, it was because He wanted to forgive us. He wanted to justify us, reconcile us back to God. Many years ago, I did a teaching on the power of reconciliation. It means going back to God, because at one point we were with God in heaven. Before everything started, we were with God. So God is asking us to reconcile our life back to Him. He's talking about redemption, sanctification, newness of life. And one thing that we need to include in there, it is the favor of God for us to have what we need in abundance to share with others. God wants us to make that commitment, because one of the benefits, it is that we will have everything we need plus to share with others. Remember, we came to this earth to bring the kingdom of God onto this earth. We are an image of who God is, because people hasn't seen Jesus in pictures, and many they don't know. But when you choose to give an embrace to someone on the street, or choose to feed someone that is hungry, you are, at that time, the representation of God on this earth. We were created for that. We were created for that. I'm going to read out of Colossians 1, 9 to 12. This is something God told me to share with you. And I am going to read it. Colossians 1, 9 to 12. It says, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled." Listen, this is what you need to pray every single day, that you will, you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What is going out there now, and we're going to talk a little bit about it, it's going to be so difficult that unless you have the discernment of God and the wisdom of God, you will not know what it is of God and what it is not. Verse 10 says, "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy." You see, even when we go through suffering, we need to keep the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. "Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood and the forgiveness of sin." So what God is saying to us it's clear. We need to have the knowledge that comes from God. We need to have the knowledge. We need to have the discernment. Listen, out there, it is really messy. With AI now, it's unbelievable. Let me say this, and I feel it and I felt it, but I heard a man of God saying this. AI is the beginning of the end. People now do all kinds of programs using AI, and they are taking the word of God and not saying the word of God, not reading the word of God, but reading what they feel they should read, the way that it should read. It is very, very dangerous out there. We need to be careful, but we also need to know, and this is going to be the biggest problem. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that because you think that it is not of God, you will reject it when really it is of God. And this is the biggest problem that is coming. So how do you know what it is of God or what is not? By having discernment that only God can give us. And one thing I do, it is when I see something, first of all, I am not looking for stuff. That's number one. I only look for stuff that God says, look at this, you look at that. Because when you're looking for stuff, you are going to be getting into trouble, because the majority of the stuff that you read today is not real. So we need to have discernment to know what it is of God. But the biggest problem and the concern that God has, it is that you will say that is not God when it is God. And the church in general, the body of Christ, has never been taught about discernment and wisdom. So now that we are in this season in our lives, in the world, we don't know what it is of God and what it is not. The only way that you know that it is of God, it is if you depend on the Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit, to know. And keep this in mind, that season is coming when things out there are going to be so difficult that even those Christians that are sincere and love the Lord are going to miss what God is saying. And I'm going to say this again, because this is not in my notes. This is coming from the heart of God. It's always happened like that. That because you're so concerned about that being AI or being a mistake or being this or being that, and because you're going to be so consumed with not making a mistake, because the enemy knows you're going to make a mistake rejecting God, it will be only by the grace of God, no other way. It will be only by the communion with you, with the Holy Spirit. It is the only way for you to understand that you will make a mistake if the Holy Spirit is not the key, is not the one leading you. A lot of good Christians are going to miss the truth, thinking that that is not the truth. There are many things that are happening, many things. Now you can go, because now you can go to AI. And you can get a prophetic word from AI. Now they are AI priests, AI prophets. And those that are desperate and don't know the Holy Spirit and they don't know Jesus, because one thing is for you to be saved, but another thing is for you to have discernment. So many good Christians are going to miss the blessings of God because they're going to be afraid that it is not of God. The way to do that is just go to God. Go to God. You don't need to make decisions, you know, without praying. Go to God and say, God, if this is of you, tell me. There is no other way. There is no other way.